Chapter 34. Jesse's condo was only a block away from the Grey Gull, and they walked to it after dinner. There was a hard wind off the harbor, and Abby put her arm through Jesse's and pressed against him. Inside the condo, Jesse poured the Miche Pois Vilem, and they stood at the glass slider and looked out past his deck at the dark harbor. There was a storm coming up from the southwest, and the water was restless. Abby turned so that she could look up into Jesse's face. She had drunk 2 Rob Roys before dinner, and they had shared a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. "You look tired, Jesse." "Busy time at the office," Jesse said. "I know," Abby said. "How many television interviews have you done?" "Many. You always say it's an ongoing investigation and you can't discuss it." "I know. I suppose I have to keep asking." "Sort of news manufacturing," Jesse said. "They do a stand-up in front of the police station and interview me and ask me things like, have you caught the killer? And I say no, and they say, this is Tony Baloney, live in paradise. Now back to you, Harry." Abby smiled. "Not quite that bad," she said. "I suppose not," Jesse said. "Sometimes they just ask if there are any developments." "Are there?" "Sure. We know that there were 2 .22 caliber guns involved." "2?" "Uh-huh. And we think he, she, or they drives a Saab sedan, and we speculate that he, she, or they lives in paradise." "That's all?" "That's all." "Any connection among the victims?" "None that we can find." "You think the killings are random?" "Don't know. For all we know, he, she, or they had a reason to kill one of the victims and kill the others just to make us think it was random." "If that were the case," Abby said, "maybe the killings have stopped." Jesse shrugged. "Do you have a guess?" "I try not to," Jesse said. "Sure, but you're not just a cop," Abby said. "You are, after all, also a person. Better at being a cop. And it's best if cops don't hope." Abby was quiet for a moment, and there was a break in the cloud cover, and the moonlight shone briefly on the harbor where the white caps were breaking and the boats tossed at mooring. She sipped a little of the pear brandy. It was so intense that it seemed to evaporate on her tongue. "I'm not so sure," Abby said after a time, "that you're a better cop than a person." "Lousy cop, too?" Jesse said. "No, you know that's not what I meant." "I know," Jesse said. "Thank you." They looked quietly at the foreboding white caps. "I don't feel good about breaking up with you the way I did," Abby said. "You needed to break up with me," Jesse said. "I am not really available to anyone until I resolve all this with Jen." "I know, but my timing wasn't good. You were in trouble, and I..." Abby made a fluttery motion with her hand. "It's okay, Abby." She turned toward him and put her face up. "It wasn't okay," she said, and kissed him hard with her mouth open. From a great distance, his ironic, non-participant self smiled and thought, "Oops." He kissed her back. In bed, she was urgent. And when the urgency had passed for both of them, they lay side by side on their backs. "Now it's okay," Abby said softly. "Proper goodbye," Jesse said. "I suppose so." "You're still living with that guy?" Jesse said. "Yes. He's out of town tonight. Chicago." "You thinking of marrying him?" "Yes." "You love him?" "Oh, God, Jesse, you're such a fucking romantic." "I'll take that as a no," Jesse said. "He's a nice guy." "You're marrying him because he's a nice guy?" "I'm marrying him because my clock is ticking fast, and he's the nicest guy I've found that wants to marry me." "You're a practical person," Jesse said. The overhead light was on in the bedroom, and as Jesse looked at her naked body, he could see a still faint trace of sweat between her breasts. "Most women are," Abby said. "I always get a laugh out of the popular mythology about romantic women and practical men." Jesse nodded. "It is sort of laughable," he said. Would it bother him if he knew? Of course, but he's no virgin, and neither am I, and we both know it. Do you feel like you're cheating on him? Yes, I guess so, a little. But you and I needed to be put to rest, she said. And this was it? Abby rolled onto her side and pressed her face against Jesse's chest. Yes, she said. This was it. Jesse smiled and laughed softly. What? Abby said. I'm the other guy, Jesse said. The one I want to kill when Jen is with him. Irony, Abby said. You've always been a real bear for irony. When she was dressed and her makeup was fixed and her hair was in order, Jesse offered to walk her to her car. And right in front of the Grey Gull, Abby said, and besides, it seems righter somehow if I kiss you goodbye here and go out the door. Sure, Jesse said. They kissed, and when they were through, Abby turned and went out the front door without a word. There were only a few cars in the parking lot. Abby was grateful to get into her car and out of the wind. She started the engine and put it in gear and drove out of the lot. A maroon Saab sedan pulled out of the lot behind her. Both cars turned down Front Street.